The congressional maps Illinois Democrats have proposed could mean big changes for Bloomington Normal. Republicans Rodney Davis and Darren LaHood represent Bloomington Normal currently, but under the proposed maps, Davis would no longer represent any part of McLean County, and LaHood would have a Republican primary with another incumbent in 22 if they both seek re-election. John Shaw is director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University at Carbondale. Shaw tells Eric Stock Democrats have made clear they want the maps to expand their 13-5 advantage in the Illinois congressional delegation, and Shaw says they want to help prevent a Republican takeover in the House next year.
Some of these districts are just almost comical. I mean, I'm thinking of, I think it's the 15th district that just goes from basically Southern Illinois to Rockford, almost just goes in all sorts of meandering directions. There's the 13th district that goes basically from the Metro East area up to Champaign, but it's done strategically to capture, you know, Democratic strongholds. And, you know, the 17th district is one in which Congresswoman Bustos faced some tough challenges in recent elections. So it's been constructed differently to allow for, more Democratic competitiveness there. So those are just a couple examples of just parts of the map that are really kind of striking. And even in deep Southern Illinois, you know, Representative Voss in the 12th district, they've basically just given him like the southern third of the state and said, it's yours. It's a Republican stronghold. There's no creative cartography that will make it a Democratic one. So here it is, you know, it's a huge district, you know, get in your car and drive around and meet your people, because it may take you a while to get to see all of them.
The 15th district that you referred to is Mary Miller's district, the freshman Republican, and it appears that the Democrats have tried to set up a GOP primary between two Republican incumbents who would otherwise be very safe in a general election, Mary Miller and Darren LaHood. And LaHood, a big chunk of that new district is LaHood's territory currently. So the intent seems to be, of course, to get rid of one Republican and preferably Miller, since she would seem to be a pretty sizable disadvantage in this new district. Is that an accurate take?
Yeah, although it's an interesting because, you know, she is, as you say, I mean, it's clearly set up to say, okay, there's one Republican, one Republican is not going to make it. It's either going to be Miller or LaHood. But it's interesting because I think LaHood would be more formidable in a general election, although it's a Republican district. I mean, Miller, you know, is much more harder line. And who knows? I mean, she might actually prevail in a primary. But clearly, this district was written in such a way to knock off one of the two of them.
Now, a good chunk of Bloomington Normal would be included in a Democrat leading district. It's one that Democrat Sherry Bustos has held for the last decade, though she's not seeking re-election. Were you surprised to see that about Bloomington Normal, since the Democrats have tried to use Bloomington Normal as sort of a purple area that could try to take away another Republican seat?
Well, I think they were worried enough about what a tough election Bustos had that they're trying to bring in some more Democratic votes. And I think this was sort of an incumbent rescue plan to really solidify the 17th district. As we've noted, Bustos is not running again. But, the Democrat running for that seat, you know, faces a little tougher sledding than the Democratic Party nationally would like. So I think it's clearly by bringing in Bloomington in the way that it does, it's trying to shore up the Democratic seat in the 17th district.
So the Democrats are not just on offense, they're on defense too.
They are, because, you know, I think the Democrats have to feel pretty good about Illinois. I mean, they've solidified their control of the House and the Senate, the governor's mansion, you know, all the constitutional officers, you know, the governor, the senators. But, you know, 2022 might be a tough year for Democrats. And I think they're not taking anything for granted. And, you know, they see the Bustos seat, the 17th district seat, is something that, Republicans came within a relatively, came relatively close to capturing in 2020, which was a pretty good Democratic year. So I think they definitely want to strengthen that seat.
Now, part of that district used to be in the 13th Congressional District, which has been Roddy Davis's for the last 8 years. And every year he's in a battleground district. This map takes him out of Bloomington Normal and puts him in this very oddly shaped district that stretches from the Indiana border almost to Rockford. So did Democrats give up on trying to unseat Roddy Davis?
You know, I think they largely did. I think they finally said, you know, this is, you know, they have other kind of, you know, battles to fight and have sort of let him go for a while, for another decade or so.
That was John Shaw of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute with Eric Stock. Shaw says he expects Republicans will challenge the proposed maps in court if they become law, and he says the maps will fuel more talk for a less partisan way to draw congressional districts.